Welcome to Be Truly Heard with me, coach and voice expert Anne Leatherland. If you're a woman in business looking to speak with authority, warmth and authenticity, this is the podcast for you. We'll explore valuable personal growth strategies alongside vocal skills, so you can overcome confidence barriers and communicate what's inside. Your voice matters. It's time to be truly heard. Hello and welcome to this 10th episode of Be Truly Heard with me, your host, Anne Leatherland. I can hardly believe we're up to the 10th episode already. If you've been listening to all 10, then thank you. That's great. If you're new to the podcast, then do go back and have a look at some of the other episodes because there's lots of information and useful stuff there. Now, last week, we were thinking about the stages of confidence building and building a positive self-perception. Today, I'm linking into that with the magic of body language. Now, you may not realise it, but body language can affect the way you feel about yourself, as well as the way your voice comes out and is heard by others. That's because it's linked to your energy. We humans can detect even slight changes in energy from the cues that people give us with their bodies and voices. In this episode, we'll be exploring this further, looking at the links between our body language and voice and how that can help with our self-confidence. I'll also be giving you a few useful practical tips, so stick around. Let's begin then with a bit of a reminder. As I see it, our body, our self, and our voice are linked. Our voice depends on both the physical side of our being and also what goes on inside in terms of the way we function as a person. In some ways, all of this is very primal. It's linked to our brain and our nervous system. And we know that when we get nervous, then obviously that's just the brain's way of trying to protect us from an unseen foe. I mean, these days there are no lions waiting to eat us, hopefully. So if that happens and those nerves kick in, it's likely to be your primal system just warning you that you need to be safe. Now, our inner self, as I've said before, is, in my mind, who we are on the inside, who we really want to show up as in the world. That affects the way that we communicate. Unfortunately, if we let the nerves and the primal side get in the way, if you like, it can stop us from saying the things and behaving in the way that we want to. So the body, the self, and the voice work together. It's tremendously freeing when we're understanding of ourselves and can get past the voice in the head, the inner critic, to say what we really want to say. Let's concentrate more now on the body and the voice itself, and I want you to join in with this and do a bit of practical work for me. So I'd like you first, if you can, to count 1 to 5 out loud, just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in your normal voice. Obviously, if you're doing this on the bus or something, people might think you're a bit odd, so choose your space. Okay, 1 to 5, and just notice how that feels, how that sounds. How does it feel in your body? How do you feel about your voice? How do you visualize things if you like pictures? How is that sound coming out? Great. Now, what I'd like you to do is slump over and do the same. Now, I've just slumped over and you can probably hear the difference immediately. I'm just going to come back. But slump over, do the same thing. Count 1 to 5. Be really slumped. Everything's crushed down and inwards. How does that feel? How does it sound? How do you see that in your mind's eye? And more importantly, how would people respond to that if you spoke like that? Next, then, we're going to align ourselves. So I want you to stand or sit in a nice, comfortable position, but with the top of your head, and that's the back, not the front, going up towards the ceiling, just gently. and do a bit of a nod so that your head can move nice and easily on your neck. It's comfortably balanced. Now count 1 to 5 again. How does that feel? How does that sound? How do you visualize that? And how would people respond to that one, do you think? Interesting, isn't it? We can change something about our body, and that will change something about our voice. And we can do that regardless of how we feel. Things work both ways, though. Let me explain. If you lack confidence or are feeling down, it will show in your body and in your voice. But it's possible to change the feeling by working with your body differently. When you make these changes, positive messages are sent to your brain and your nervous system, which stands down from the alert, the thing that makes you feel nervous. You begin to feel and sound better. It's like magic. People will pick up on that and respond to it. I call this the feedback loop. So, in other words, we can feel miserable and our voice will come out as miserable, but if we take on a different expression or a different alignment, a different stance, then our body and brain will respond and we'll start to sound better. So that's the loop. We can engage with that and really start to build our confidence by working with it. Here are some more examples. You can smile for 5 minutes or more. Look in a mirror. Notice yourself smiling. It changes something eventually in your system, and you can feel happier and calmer. Give it a go. Now, I'm not talking about people who are ill or who are suffering with chronic depression here, who might need a lot more help than just being told to smile and look in a mirror. I don't want what I've asked you to do to sound glib. For those who are just dealing with an ordinary level of nerves, though, this can help us to quell them and start to feel better. Changing your facial expression can have a huge effect on the way you feel and how your voice sounds. So, for instance, I'm making a certain facial expression now, and can you guess what it is? Yes, I'm smiling, and actually my whole voice has followed it. Now I'm being really hangdog in my expression and my whole voice has followed that. And now I'm coming back to something more middle so that my energy changes with it. Energy changes with the facial expression. It's the way we're built. People pick up on those energies as well. Similarly, you could change the way you stand, move, or you could use gestures differently. Some things will boost your confidence and some won't. It's up to you to explore really and find out what works for you and also what works for your audience in different situations. Here are some general practical tips though, just very quickly. It would take much more time to go into them in a lot of detail, but just to get you started. First of all, and I mentioned this when I was talking about taking up space way back in episode 1, prepare your body. Be ready. Be happy to take up that space. Breathe deeply and connect to your voice. Find your voice, as we said in one of the episodes. Affirm yourself. Give yourself positive messages. What I have to say is worthwhile. I'm going to speak really well. And then stand or walk with purpose, depending on the situation. If you're just standing in a meeting, get up as if you mean it. If you're walking onto a platform or into a space, then walk with purpose. Be well aligned. Have your shoulders down. Have the back of that head balanced, as we said earlier. Stand with your feet a hip width apart so that you've got a firm base for your body. This gives you a really good chance of connecting with what we call your support muscles for your voice. Walk around now and again if you feel that you're a bit rooted to the spot. It's no good to be too rooted to the spot, especially if you are a bit nervy, because you can start shaking and we don't want that. then you can smile in an appropriate way at the audience. I say appropriate way here because, you know, we don't want any rictus grins. And if it's a very serious situation, then the smile has got to be suitable. You can still look friendly. You can still look approachable. Eye contact is very important. Now, if you don't like the idea of making direct eye contact with people, then here's a trick. Look just above their heads. It will look exactly as if you're looking at them and they'll get the message. Pick a spot on the wall in three different parts of the room and speak to that. Then you will seem to be addressing all the people in the room if it's a big crowd. Similarly, in a meeting of 5 or 10 people, actually. Hand gestures. These are things that sometimes go awry. It's easy to start flapping your hands about and trying to get your point across by making gestures all the time. In my experience, they work much better if you can keep your hands calm and still and just use a gesture to mean something specific. People are much more likely to get the idea from that. They're much more likely to engage with it. So these have just been a few aspects of how body language can help us when we speak. We've looked at how body language can be vital to your voice itself and how and what you communicate to others. Also, how confident and calm you feel. Put them into action and watch the magic happen. I'd like to challenge you to take some of the learning from today's episode and put it into action the next time you have to speak in public. It can be a small thing, it can be a larger event, it doesn't matter. I'm sure that some of you will also have your own ideas about using body language and what works and what has given you success in the past. Why not join the Be Truly Heard Facebook group and share them with us? You can also let us know, of course, what things you've become aware of that didn't work. At the end of the day, learning and growth are linked to increasing our awareness. So there's nothing wrong in telling us about the things that didn't work. That's it for this episode, but join us next week when we'll be unlocking some of the secrets to leaving your listeners intrigued and wanting more. Don't miss it. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode of Be Truly Heard. Please look out for future episodes and do subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on LinkedIn, Anne Leatherland, or learn more at annleatherland.co.uk. If you have questions and comments about speaking with confidence, I'd love to hear from you and will respond in future episodes. Be Truly Heard is brought to you by Vocal Intuition and produced by The Podcast Boutique. I'm your host, Anne Leatherland. Bye for now.